Blog Talk Radio.
In a courtroom alive, purges the jurors, witnesses, spies, crooked lawyers, false indictments, publicized entertainment, the arraignments, the subpoenas, high profile gladiators in bloodthirsty arenas, enter the dragon, black robe, crooked balance, souls bought and sold and paroled for 30 talents, court reporter, catch the circus on the paper, filing in the system, not acknowledged by the maker, swearing by the Bible, blatantly blasphemous, publicly perpetrating that in God we trust. Cross-examined by a master manipulator, the faster, intimidator, receiving the judge's favor, deceiving sabers, doing injury to their neighbors, for status, gratis, apparatus, and legal waivers. See the bailiff, representing security, holding the word of God, soliciting perjury, the prosecution, political prostitution, the more money you pay, the further away solution, legal actors, Babylon's benefactors, masquerading as the agency for the clients. Hypocritical giants, morally non-compliant, orally armed to do bodily harm, polluted, recruited, and suited judicial charm, and the defense isn't making any sense, faking the confidence of escaping the consequence, that a defendant is dependent on the system, totally void of judgment, purposely made to twist them, emotional victim, blackmailed by the henchmen, framed by intentions, inventions whereby they lynch men. Enter the false witness, slandering the accused, planting the seed, openly showing he's being used. Discredit, edit, headed for the alleged, smearing the individual, fearing the unsuspected, expert witness, the paid authority, made a priority to deceive the majority of disinterested peers, dodging duty for years, hating the process, waiting to return to their careers. Do we expect a system made for the elect to possibly judge correct, properly serve and protect, materially corrupt, spiritually amok, oblivious to the cause, prosperously bankrupt, blindly to the blind, guilty, never defined, filthy as swine, a generation pure in its own mind, legal extortion, blown out of proportion, in vain deceit, the truth is obsolete. Only two positions, victimizer or victim, both end up in destruction, trusting this crooked system. Mafia with diplomas, keeping us in a coma, trying to own a piece of the American corona. The revolving door, insanity every floor, skyscraping, paper chasing, what are we working for? Empty traditions, reaching social positions, teaching ambition to support the family superstition. When the son of perdition is commander in chief, the standard is feet. Brethren, can we candidly speak? Woe to the men, trusting in the chariots, them leaning on horses. They run their intellectual sources, counterfeit wisdom, creating the illusion of freedom. Confusion consumes them. Every word they speak is internalism. Them outwardly white, internally they absent in the light. Them trapped in the night, and bondage to the cane in the night. Under the curse, evil men waxing more worse, facts than the first. Angelic being cast to the earth, it's time for rebirth. Burning up the branch and the root, the empty pursuits of every tree bearing the wrong fruit. Turn him to ill, let him who stole no longer steal. Oh Israel, surrender for Jehovah is real. How long will you sleep, troubled by the thoughts that you keep, the idols you heap, causing the destruction you reap. Judgment is come, find it and return to the one. Abandon the flesh, self-interest, broadway to death, pride and the greed, hiding, subdividing the seed. The knowledge of good and evil is what caused us to lie, caused us to die. Let your emotions be crucified, renounce all your thoughts, repent and let your mind be retaught. You'll find what you sought was based on a deception you bought, a perception of naught where the majority remains caught. Loving a lie, not realizing an atom or die. Loving a lie, not realizing an atom or die. Loving a lie, not realizing an atom or die. Loving a lie, not realizing an atom or die. It's the mystery of iniquity. That is the history.
Yes, indeed. Want to welcome you to Come Meet a Black Person radio show, the only show on the airwaves with a mission of reversing racism and promoting inclusion through one-on-one conversations and relationship building. I am Cheryl Moses, a very proud, unapologetic black woman. So glad to have you joining me today on this Memorial Day of 2018. Because I love my community as a black woman does not mean I do not respect and cherish your community. I make it my business to learn other cultures by engaging, participating, and learning their real history. That's what we all should be doing because we are all part of one race, the human race. I am a true Georgian peach, born at Grady Hospital in Atlanta, Georgia, and I am your host for the most powerful, interesting, and interactive race relations show in the world. I am coming to you live from my lovely home in Lawrenceville, Georgia, sitting pretty in Gwinnett County. Glad to have you. Giving honor to the Most High God, I believe in speaking truth to power. I thank you, the listeners, for supporting my efforts and coming on this journey with me this evening. Oh, wow, today is Memorial Day, May 28th, 2018. This week has been fabulous. Oh, leading up to the primary elections here in Georgia. Tonight we're going to discuss Georgia elections and are the races about race. You can call in to listen to the show at area code 914-338-1598. Text a friend, tell them to join the call. Just call in. You don't have to talk. You don't have to give comments. But you can listen either online or by dialing 914-338-1598. So let's get started. Got a full show for you tonight. And we're going to talk about some great things that happened Tuesday, May 22nd. We're also going to talk about where we go from here as we get ready for the runoff July 24th, as well as a general election, which will be November 6, 2018. But first, before we do anything, we want to remember people who died while serving in this country's armed forces. That's the reason we celebrate Memorial Day. I salute them all, and I salute those who are standing for us today. I know you're enjoying family, friends, and some barbecue and potato salad made just right. And as we celebrate this Memorial Day 2018, Joseph Campbell said, a hero is someone who has given his or her life to something bigger than oneself. Today, I salute all heroes. All right, before we get started, want to go ahead and let you listen to one of my favorite folks. Oh, I forgot to acknowledge my wonderful songstress, Lauren Hill. The intro song is Mystery of Inequity, and that is from the MTV Unplugged 2.0 disc, and that's from the year 2002. I took you back a few years, huh? But stay with me. We want to hear a little bit now from the Philly Crew. This is a R&B and soul funky kind of beat. I like to showcase independent songwriters, content creators. So this is one of a selection from Danny Keene and Doug Maxwell. The title of this track is Philly Crew, and it is available if you need it for a film, commercial, or whatever content project you're working on. Be right back at you. All right, this is Cheryl Moses. I am back with you, the host of Come Meet a Black Person radio show. And Come Meet a Black Person is an event, well, now a movement, that really came about organically with me. I run a film festival, Urban Media Makers Film Festival, that's held every year in October. This year actually is the 17th year of the film festival. It's an international festival. You can always go to the website at umff.com. And I always have a audience supporter event in November, and this past November I had the event and decided to invite people to come meet a black person because there were a number of people who do not have black people in their social circle, particularly white people. There was a study about that, and really all of us, typically we will have a social network of people who look like us, but our goal is to make sure all of us have very diverse social networks. And that's how Come Meet a Black Person came about, for those who are interested in networking and getting to know other cultures. Because when we talk about black people, really all of us are cousins. And so we need to learn each other's cultures. And in order to do that, the best way is to have conversations and meet people one-on-one, look them in their eyes, and talk to them about various things in a relaxed atmosphere. So that is how Come Meet a Black Person started. It is now a movement, and we are all about bringing truth and reversing racism, because racism does destroy lives. We all are victims of cultural conditioning, and racism is learned, and we can unlearn it, but we have to start with truth. So tonight's show, Georgia primary 2018 elections, the blue wave here in Georgia. I'm putting forth the question tonight, are the races about race? And if so, what can we do to change that, or can we change it? I want to first kick off by congratulating all Georgia Democratic nominees. Stacey Abrams made history by defeating Stacey Evans to become the first black woman nominated by any major political party for governor in the United States. I am proud of both of the Stacey's in that after the race, Stacey Evans immediately in her speech the night of the election to concede, she immediately said she was on board with Stacey Abrams and for all of us to unite to move forward. I believe that her speech showed class, and the two women showed class at the end by pulling us all together, because it is about us sticking together and moving forward in lockstep as Democratic members to turn Georgia blue. So I definitely want to give a round of applause to the ladies. Now, with a resounding vote of confidence, Stacey Abrams beat Stacey Evans with 75% of the vote. Well, 76%, I should say more than 75% of the vote, capturing 150 of 159 counties of Georgia. I am also the Democratic nominee representing Georgia State Senate District 9, historic in that I am the first black and female candidate running for this seat and being the Democratic nominee. So I'm proud of that as well. Now that Stacey Abrams has won and many Republicans in Georgia have opposition from the Democratic side, and that's something that hasn't happened in decades. And I definitely want to say again, kudos to everyone who stepped up to run for office in Georgia and really across the country, because we do need a change, and the change can only come from us. Now, with Stacey being at the top of the ticket, she and our lieutenant governor nominee, Amiko. I met her. She's a beautiful lady as well. I believe that we have a strong ticket, and we can encourage everyone to vote blue all the way down. But one thing I did notice immediately after Stacey Abrams won, the Republicans came out with opposition immediately, and I will say that maybe they aren't taking it very well. We know racism and prejudices have always been foundational in many Georgia political races. How can we resist and elect those who can successfully represent all people? That is the question that is before us. It is our responsibilities as Americans to call out racism and prejudices, rebuke them as a society, and canvass to register voters, motivate and educate them, and, of course, get out the vote for November 6th. I want to kick off tonight's show with the winning speech from Stacey Abrams. It is a rallying call for all of us, for all of us who believe in the human race. I believe the election coming up in November, and we do have the, don't want to forget that we do have the runoff that will be July 24th. I'll talk a little bit more about that in the show. But we as humans, putting aside our political parties, we have to galvanize to make a difference and change that we do not like that's going on in our country and in our state. We can do that. We the people have that power. So I want to kick off with Stacey Abrams' winning speech, and if you didn't get to hear it, we're going to play it for you tonight.
guys going to take her speech?
Oh, my God. I'm
sitting here tonight. Grateful. Love you, too. Thank you. I stand here tonight. I am so grateful. Okay, y'all, we're going to be here till November at this rate. And we got a little bit of work to do. But let me tell you, I am so grateful to the thousands of you in this room and around this state and around this country who have joined me on this drive to history. Writing the next chapter of Georgia's future, where no one is unseen, no one is unheard, and no one is uninspired. We are writing a history of a Georgia where we prosper together. And I want to offer my congratulations, my sincere congratulations to Stacey Evans and her campaign and all of her supporters tonight. This was a hard-fought race, and I know for the journey that lies ahead, we need every voice in our party and every independent thinker in the state of Georgia. We need us all to be energized, and we need to be side by side so we can succeed, and so I hope that you will all join us in our fight for the future. But let's be clear, our mission is about more than success at the ballot box in November. Okay. Our mission is to see beyond the challenges that face us, to create a Georgia where our dreams and our aspirations become real and lasting legacies. We are trying to create a state of excellent schools with jobs that create wealth and opportunity, with good leaders who stand up for all of us. Because that is why we are here, to ensure that all Georgians, from farmers in Montezuma to mill workers in Dalton, know that we value them. So that educators in Sparta and airport workers in College Park know we see their efforts. So that former prisoners across our state working towards more know we believe in their redemption. We are here to ensure that everyone who calls Georgia home has the freedom and opportunity to thrive, to live their very best lives. Now, I am a product of the power of that mission. I am the child of a shipyard worker and a college librarian who were called to become United Methodist ministers. I am a proud daughter of the Deep South. And I grew up the second of six children in a family where we struggled to stay above the poverty line, but we never struggled to know what was right or to believe in our possibilities. You see, my parents instilled in us the core values of faith, of family, of service and responsibility. Hard work is in my bones. And so is a deep respect for those who wake up early and come home tired but ready to read to their kids at night. Or those families that come home just to change clothes to get ready for their second job. And all those who are just getting by, or those who are doing well but worry for the next generation. I have a respect for those who care for their loved ones, or those who've already earned their rest in retirement. A respect for our service members, their families, and our veterans. Our campaign and our work is for them and their security as we shape the future of the state that we love. And this time. Yeah. Now, hold on, guys. We have a tough race to come. And sometimes we can find it easy to forget about the solid ground beneath our feet. But we must remember that we're in the state where the red clay gives life to generations of dreamers. The state where when Martin marched on ballot boxes and challenged a nation's conscience. A Georgia that gave us the Godfather of Soul, the Queen of the Met, and sent a peanut farmer to the Oval Office. That is our Georgia. And I know you know that as our state's rich and complicated history courses through our memories on nights like tonight when the unexpected becomes the truth. It reminds us of who we are, how we've stumbled, and how we flourished. And it commands that we embrace our obligation to live up to Georgia's tradition of pride and of promise, but to always remember our very complex roots. And together we will shape a future with a boundless belief and historic investment in the children at the very core of every decision we make. That means affordable childcare for families and real pathways of opportunity from cradle to career. Because when all of Georgia's children have a chance to reach their potential, regardless of their zip code or their family salary, we can reach our potential as a state. And we will unleash the full power of our people. That is why public education and public schools must remain the beating heart of Georgia to prepare. We have to propel our young people towards lives of security and happiness and achievement. But even as I speak here tonight, public education is under assault in our state. With our kids and our educators being told to do more and more with less and less. But as the state's public education governor, I will use every tool we have to ensure that we stop shortchanging our children and sabotaging our futures. Because our children deserve better than a basic education. They deserve excellence no matter where they learn. And together, we will deliver. We deserve an economy that works in all 159 counties and gives Georgians the freedom to do more than just survive. We deserve a diverse and inclusive economy, one where one can succeed. And that gap between struggle and success has too often been overlooked by our leaders. But together, we will renew the respect for the dignity of work in every field, every sector, and every region of Georgia. We will respect the dignity of work, including the work of the staff right here in this hotel who made tonight possible. Because there's a secret truth we don't talk about too often, because everybody wins when we choose to honor hard work with wages you can raise a family on. And the truth is, we can invite corporations to our communities and at the same time invest in the thousands of small businesses to keep our neighborhoods alive. I will be the governor who brings more than jobs to Georgia. Together we can build career pipelines and renewable energy, spur creativity. We can spur creativity through a growing entertainment industry, and we can increase the strength of our trade unions to grow an economy that lifts every Georgian. Together, we can build an economy as strong and as diverse as our state. a state where we can give our people license to dream and the opportunity they deserve to achieve. Because you know what? Across Georgia, we are ready for more. I was down in Macon a few months ago where I met Pam. I met Pam, who's a proud mother about to send both of her daughters off to college. One wants to teach and the other wants to study criminology. The one who wanted to be a teacher was a few months away from giving birth to a child of her own. Now, Pam understood that for her daughter to have a brighter future, she would spend the next few years raising her grandchild. Now, this is a choice she made readily because she dreamed of more for her girls. She was determined that her children would pursue degrees she never received. We chatted for a while, and then I asked Pam about her dreams. Beyond her daughters, beyond her grandchild, what did she dream for herself? And honestly, she looked at me like I was crazy. Finally, Pam told me that she'd been a cashier at the Piggly Wiggly for 20 years. And she assumed that's what she'd be doing for the rest of her life. But I was curious, so I asked again. I said, "What do you want for yourself?" And she hesitated, and then she told me no one had ever asked her that. So I pushed her again, and finally she said, "There's a building down the road from my house in South Macon, and one day I'd love to turn it into a daycare facility because I want to help young women like my daughter not have to give up on their dreams and maybe even give them new skills and help kids get a head start." But then she told me it wasn't really a dream because she knew no one would ever loan her the money, because who was she to want so much? I am running for governor because Georgia must invest in PAM Inc. And we have to see her dreams as vital and real and necessary and true. Because as excited as we may become when a Fortune 500 offers to come to Georgia, we can grow the Georgia 5,000 by investing in our people and their solutions for our state. Because when those 5,000 small businesses hire 10 more neighbors, they will serve a generation and we all will rise. Because I'm going to be a governor who cares as much about Main Street. Because not only can Georgians like Pam succeed, if we give them a chance, they can lift up their entire communities. And when Pam and her daughter and her grandchild prosper, we are on our way to a future Georgia that can inspire us all. Together, we will stand prepared to stand up for Georgians who believe they are in this alone. Because you see, in our Georgia, we've got single mothers who are sifting through mounting bills on the kitchen table. We've got college grads battling against crushing loan payments that stand in the way of their ambition. Now, over the last decade, I have traveled to rural towns full of anxiety as the ground shifts beneath them. And we all know families battling crippling debt and the very fear that an illness or an accident may wipe them out financially as they try to keep their loved ones safe and cared for. And tonight, to these families and to all Georgians, I say, I'm with you. I'm with you because I've been there. I'm still there. And as the next governor of Georgia, I will never stop fighting for you, for Pam, for Georgia, because I am running for you. But we have work to do. In too many ways, Republican leaders have failed these folks by being too mean and too cheap to expand Medicaid. By jeopardizing our rural hospitals for political gain, they have put millions of Georgia families at risk, and we can do better than that. I want to lead Georgia because I know we can do more. We can protect our health care. We can safeguard our kids' education and their lives. Together, we can continue to fix our criminal
system. So you can tell by her winning speech that Stacey Abrams has a plan for Georgia. And as the Democratic nominee for Georgia State Senate District 9, I am all on board with her agenda.
We can repeal campus carry and we can expand hope. We can lead a stronger Georgia, a more compassionate Georgia, a bold and ambitious Georgia. We can show the old guard something new, and we can fight together for the good of all.
Yes, indeed. That is the next governor of Georgia, the Honorable Stacey Abrams. Now, I want to move on. Tonight's show, I only have an hour, and we're ticking down to 23 minutes. But I wanted to let you listen to, there's a show that comes on Sundays. It's called The Georgia Gang. And they are my loser. That show is my loser of the week. It aired yesterday, May 22nd, and I must say, over the years, I've always noticed the slant of the show. It's two conservatives, two liberals, typically. The two liberals they've always had, one guy just retired from the show, but Alexis Scott, very soft-spoken, not one to do any confrontation or even raise her voice above a whisper. They have her on. She was the former publisher of the Atlanta Daily World, and I believe she previously worked at the AJC. She's a very passive woman who literally whispers on air. The other guy, I remember he was working with the Stone Mountain folks, Jeff Dickerson, that was his name. I had to Google it, y'all. But Jeff Dickerson was a black man he was passive as well, okay? And he definitely... let me just say he was passive. He would let Dick Williams and Phil Kent just basically run over him, and that was designed. That was on purpose that they have Dick Williams. Now Dick Williams has been reporting. I pulled this straight off the internet. Dick Williams has been reporting and analyzing politics and public policy for more than 30 years. He's an old dude. For 17 of these years, his column was featured in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Williams joined the newspaper in 1979 and served as executive city editor and business editor before becoming a columnist in 1981. In 1996, he purchased the Dunwoody Crier. In 1999, his column moved to the Atlanta Business Chronicle. Now, Dick Williams, in my opinion, we know he's a conservative, but he has a lot of racist views, as was demonstrated by the show on the 27th. And over the years, I'm from Atlanta. I've seen this show since probably it started. And it has always been, it's called the Georgia Gang. So what do you expect? To me, the commentary has, you know, those two guys were always very strong in their commentary, very well, you'll be able to tell by the clip. Now, this is from yesterday. You can always go online and Google it. The show is called The Georgia Gang. But the reason I'm making them – oh, let's talk about Phil Kent. Phil Kent, it says, a.k.a. Philip A. Kent, is an American media and public relations consultant. some of Kent's public relations clients includes major corporations as well as political organizations. All right, and the other person, Theron Johnson. Now, before there was Jeff Dickerson, and like I say, those two men, Dick Williams and Phil Kent, always just bulldozed right over Alexa Scott and Jeff Dickerson. So I am so excited. Now, while my loser of the week is the Georgia Gang show, TV show, my winner is Theron Johnson. He's been on the show before. I've seen him on there here and there. Because, mind you, I'll listen in to the show because you always need to hear both sides of everything. But I must say that you know, once I play this clip, you'll see what I mean. But I've written an article over on Black Gwinnett about this, which I'll be posting tonight as well. One thing that caught me and made me cringe was that Dick Williams and Phil were discussing the election of Tuesday. And I could tell by their demeanor and how aggressive they were with some of the wording and some of their comments. They're 100% on that Trump-aligned views and showing aggressive talk and racially motivated conversations. And I have to salute. I'm definitely saluting Theron for stepping up and speaking truth to these guys. So Dick Williams and Phil Kent, I wrote, both white, are conservatives and showed their Trump-aligned views on the expansive media platform of Fox 5. Phil Kent railed against resistant Democrats. Dick Williams called Lucy Macbeth. Now, you all remember, many remember. She's a mother of murdered black teenager Jordan Davis. He was a young guy from Georgia, the teenager, who was killed because of loud music played in a car. She is now a big-time activist and a gun law and regulation advocate. And she's now the Democratic nominee for the United States Congress representing Georgia's 6th District. Now, Dick Williams on the Georgia Game, he called her an anti-gun nut. You hear me? The mother of murdered black teenager Jordan Davis was referred to as an anti-gun nut by Dick Williams. He also said a black federal judge who ruled on when the special election would take place was dumb. And then he went on to say that Kurt Thompson, this is a seat in Gwinnett County, who was the incumbent, a white Democrat. He said, quote, got crushed by a Bangladeshi immigrant. A person of color, as they say. That's what he said. So I was watching this, you know, I may see the Georgia Gang show every blue moon, but as the universe would have it, I saw this show, and I was blown away by the aggressiveness of the show, the outright racist comments that were made. And I really, you know, I think the Georgia Gang TV show needs to be gone. It doesn't really serve a purpose. Well, I guess it serves a purpose that we see exactly how racist and white supremacists think and talk. But I was really blown away by the commentary on that show today. I know if, you know, Dick Williams, his comments about Lucy Macbeth alone should have him dismissed from the show. So we have about 14 minutes left right now, but the actual show is about 26 minutes long. But I think you would get a good gist of it, and I think I was thinking maybe I'll just wait and run that entire show again tomorrow. Maybe I'll do that. But I wanted to give you a heads up on that because I do think, actually, I'm going to go ahead and play part of it. I'll go ahead and start, and I may continue it in just a few minutes. But I do want to remind everybody of a few things. So by the time I get through talking, my hour may be up. But if so, I'll just go live immediately following to go ahead and talk about the loser of the week, the Georgia Gang TV show. And, in fact, that may be a good episode for me to play separately anyway. I'll do that. All right, but I want to talk to everyone about elections, period, you know, especially here in Georgia, but across the country. We are taught about politics and elections. We're taught brief stuff when we're in school, but we are not really, most of us are really not educated on all the ins and outs of politics, of elections, of people running for office. I think since my president, Barack Obama, was elected, most of us have become, many of us, I'll say, have become more and more engaged civically. I've always been, my family, my sister, Rita Gayle Ragsdale, she definitely worked for elections basically all of her adult life. And with that being said, from, you know, early high school, I did voter registration, you know, worked with my sister with voter registration, my family are all about civic responsibility and volunteering and, you know, giving back to society. So and even now, whenever I have events with my film festival or any of the other things that I'm doing, when there's an opportunity, I always hold a voter registration drive. Right now, I'm pushing a voter registration contest that I initiated in March. It's called Georgia Vote for Our Lives. It's targeting high school students, and in fact, we'll be making an announcement because we do have a winner of that. But it's a competition for high school students to see what school could get the most seniors, those who are eligible to vote, registered. So we have a winner from Riverdale. We'll be announcing that tomorrow. But that drive in itself is what we have to continue to push because we've got to get more people to register to vote for the general election. With that being said, we know that Democratic voters are they're ready to rock and roll. We are definitely motivated, energized. But we don't really understand a lot about voting. Okay, so the primary that we just had, the primary is used to elect for the main parties, Democratic and Republicans, to determine the nominees to go into the general election. So that's why the primary election, we say these are the Democratic or Republican nominees. Independents are not on this ballot. They are only on the ballot in November, the general election, because independents are not a main party of the United States government. Now, those who are in a runoff, we know that we have Republicans will be in a runoff. We have some Democratic seats that will be in a runoff. The runoff is going to take place on July 24th. Now, the primary here in Georgia is also the time that we elect judicial judges. So we do have some judges that are in a runoff on July 24th as well. But the runoff for judges, the nonpartisan judicial elections, are going into office. Once they are voted for July 24th, that determines those. So several judges are already elected, or elected judges, as of May 22nd. So I want you all to keep that in mind. The second thing, we are pushing our voter registration drive. We need to make sure that, from my understanding, there are over a million people in Georgia who are eligible to be registered voters who are not. We're going after those folks. I'm definitely going after those folks. And we are encouraging everyone who are Democratic. We want you to help us push this voter registration drive. But once we get people registered to vote, we also have to get them engaged and educated and ready to vote for November. And that's including having them to request an absentee ballot, them going to advance in-person voting, as well as voting on Tuesday, November 6, 2018. We have to put that work in. Hand-to-hand combat is what I call it, as we go out and canvass and meet the actual constituents. So this is what we are pushing forward, and this is what Stacey Abrams is directing all of us to do as well. I attended the Democratic State Dinner on Thursday. Wonderful occasion. The energy was high, and it was so good to see the Democratic Party united, black and white. And this is another reason I wanted to play the Georgia Gang, because I did want you to hear exactly, I want you to hear the entire show. And once I play, the show runs 26 minutes. Once I'm going to play that show as a special edition tonight. And when I play this, you will understand what I am talking about. And actually, you know what? I am not. We're going to save that conversation for next week. And those of you who have called in and who are on hold, we appreciate you calling. The number to call in is 914-338-1598. I want to thank you all for your continued support. And next week, we're going to talk about how do we move forward beyond race in our upcoming elections. I say we do that as by going out, registering voters, new voters, motivating them, educating them, and getting them to come out to vote. We have a number of ways to get voting done, and we need to push all avenues, because there is a way for anyone to participate in voting. And I will say this in closing, that if voting was not important, if voting did not matter, the Republican Party would not spend millions, if not billions, on gerrymandering, putting in laws to strip the Voting Rights Act, and all of the trickery and the foolery that they participate in to keep people from voting. If they were confident with their party platform and being able to convince voters, they would not have to reduce to the negative acts that they put forward. So I always remember, if a person has that much energy, spends that much time, that much money, it has to be for a reason. So stop thinking that it is voting doesn't matter. Voting matters. And that is how we're going to change everything starting here in Georgia. And that blue wave is going to continue across the country. I am your host tonight, Cheryl Moses. Want to thank you all for listening tonight. Please visit my website. I am the Democratic nominee for Georgia State Senate, District 9 here in Gwinnett County. That represents Decula, Grayson, Lawrenceville, Lilburn, Loganville, Mountain Park, and Snailville. I want to thank you all for supporting me. My website is CherylMoses.com. That is CHERYLEMOSES.com. Yes, I am a Moses, and we need a Moses for a time such as these. And I am proud to be standing to represent people, putting people first and bringing diversity and inclusion to Georgia lawmaking. I need your support, your donations, and your energy and prayers in winning and building and winning. I like winning and building. Building and winning my campaign. And thank you again for joining me here on Come Meet a Black Person. Would love to see you back here next Monday, same time. And want to tell you again, happy Memorial Day, May 28th, 2018. And I look forward to speaking with you soon. You can reach me off the air at 404-386-5353. I look forward to hearing from you, hear your thoughts on how we in Georgia and across the country can change the divisiveness in our country. I would love to have you attend some of our events. I am the publisher of Black Gwinnett Magazine. That's blackgwinnett.com. Feel free to contact us there. We're always looking to hear from readers and those who live in Gwinnett County. And again, thank you for joining us. Joining me, I should say. My interns are off today, so I'm holding down the fort. Congratulations to all Democratic nominees, and thank you again. I'm going to let us close out. Let's see. Let's try. Oh, I like this. Wolf Kiss. This is by Otis McDonald, and again, this is an independent music artist, and we are spotlighting his music tonight. This has a funky R&B and soul vibe. Good night, all.